In front of a mural commissioned by the New Mexicans to prevent gun violence, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, along with state, city, and law enforcement officials, gathered for a press conference Thursday to discuss upcoming crime-fighting bills ahead of the 30-day legislative session. In the words of Lujan Grisham, those gathered at this press conference were selected particularly to help devise a plan to tackle violent crime in New Mexico.
When you have a really difficult challenge in public safety and preventing crime and protecting every single New Mexican, you bring the best and the brightest together, and we diligently, in a bipartisan, nonpartisan fashion, work to do everything we can about the incredible public safety issues that require immediate attention.
Lujan Grisham focused her portion of the press conference on four key areas where the bills to be introduced in the upcoming legislative session will tackle violent crime and repeat offenders. The first area of focus was bail, and more specifically, the constitutional responsibility to protect individuals who are arrested for a crime but unable to bail out due to their income status. Lujan Grisham said the state wants to change the presumption, specifically targeting those who commit violent crimes.
Committed a violent crime, the burden is on you to demonstrate why it would be safe to have you go back into the community.
The governor said this change would not diminish the state's responsibility to every New Mexican in terms of bail, but would reinforce the fact that your constitutional right to feel safe and protected in your own home is one the state must maintain and do something about. The second area of focus is a bill dealing with second-degree murder. This would increase the prison time faced for those who commit this crime. The goal would be to prevent these individuals from re-entering society earlier and possibly committing additional violent crimes. The third area deals with possession of a firearm. Those caught in possession of a firearm in any capacity would be upgraded to an automatic felony. Lastly, Lujan Grisham plans to set up a fund of $100 million. This fund would be made available to every jurisdiction in the state and allow them to tackle local crime in their areas. It would also prevent the poaching of officers from one jurisdiction to another. Continuing with the monetary increases to law enforcement, the governor also announced that state police officers could be getting a 19% pay raise. They are asking the legislature to approve this pay jump. If approved, it would be the largest in state history. Lujan Grisham ended her portion of the press conference by saying she is confident these new crime-fighting measures will pass legislation.
I'm confident that this dream team here, and there are others, are going to get every single one of these bills over the finish line. I am confident that every single leader here representing police officers, public safety officers, is going to work diligently to make sure that their personal stories of dedication and commitment are not minimized by not getting this legislation over the finish line.
Lujan Grisham then made way for New Mexico Attorney General Hector Baldares. Baldares praised the governor and other officials gathered for their actions and spoke about the current situation of violent crime facing the state.
You know, violence, trauma, it's become normalized in the state of New Mexico. An officer was shot in Farmington, a baby dumped in a dumpster in Hobbs. Three shootings last night in Albuquerque.
But Baldera said these new bills set to be introduced will help give the resources necessary to fight violent crime on a statewide level, targeting repeat offenders, gun violence, and prioritizing victims, ensuring justice. A change, Baldera said, that would help modernize the way New Mexico fights crime.
To be blunt to you, some of New Mexico's criminal laws are drastically behind the times. For far too long, New Mexico has ranked below the national average in keeping our children safe and our families safe due to stunningly low and ineffective penalties.
Baldares showed full support for this new crime-fighting plan and sees it as a way to help reform the state.
I support the governor's initiatives because these are necessary changes needed to address crime in a very ever-changing world.
Bernalillo District Attorney Raul Torres said the upcoming legislation represents a rare opportunity for the state to tackle crime head-on.
We have been advocating for these proposals, and yet this is the first time that going into a legislative session, we have a real opportunity.
Torres shared a story about a meeting he had had with family members of victims of violent crime, saying these meetings, which occur monthly, give these families a chance to share their feelings, complaints, and experiences with the criminal justice system in New Mexico.
Monday night, a group of families who have lost loved ones to violent crime gathered in my office, as they do on a monthly basis, And part of what they do in those gatherings is to share their experiences inside the criminal justice system, vent their frustrations with the way the system has treated victims, the way the system has frankly failed to hear them. But we hear them now. We are here today because we hear those families. And now it's time to act.
Torres went on to say he believes that these elements in this legislative package will have a dramatic impact. Reporting for KSFR News, I'm Gino Gutierrez.